The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Raines Show here this Sunday on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Of course, the website 820wwba.com if you want to get on the audio stream or the webcam and see just what's happening here today. But what's happened around the state this week, and what are we going to be looking at talking about this week? Well, we're going to start in Florida, go around the state, and wind up on the other side of the world. Florida public schools. What are they thinking in Tallahassee? What are some of these ideas that they're coming up with right now? But there is some education going on. Florida voters are getting educated about Marco Rubio. And Charlie Crist. Is he just too sweet, or just too sweet on Big Sugar? And the second hour, we're going to speak with former Iraq Ambassador Edward Peck and talk about the Iraqis' vote, while Dennis Kucinich tries to invoke the 1973 War Powers Act on, I guess, Operation Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, whatever the thing is we're doing over there. He says 9 years is enough. The War Powers Act is only for 90 days. We'll also look at what happened when Joe Biden went to Israel. But helping me out this week, and it's been a few weeks since he's been in, is CJ. Hey, CJ.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, guys? I don't know if you're... Hello, Henry.
Yes, and I saw you on Florida this week, and is there something wrong with your headset over there?
I don't know, man. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah, Florida this week, man, with Laura and the company. You know, we had Tom Lee, former president of the Senate, one of the panelists, and a couple other interesting folks. You know, I came away with that, Henry, finding out that the people who really are in politics don't think that what I call unethical is unethical. You know, I was very surprised, and we can talk more about that, but I know politics is broken, Henry. I mean, in general, it's broken, and I don't think they understand that.
When was it fixed?
It's never been.
Well, actually, the fix is in, I
think. The fix is in is more like it. You got it, Henry. I mean, this is corrupt stuff. I'm sorry. It depends how you define it, but, you know, I don't like what's going on, and I think the American people don't, and that's why there's so much frustration, but I really don't think they see there's any problem. Credit cards, I mean, I think there's ethic issues everywhere. I mean, and we can talk, and we should and must talk about
it. Well, if anybody doubted, you put a little bit of energy and liveliness in the conversation on WEDU Channel 3.
Yeah,
and in fact, I think they could have seen you today at 12:30.
Yeah, it was on at 12:30. You know, the thing that bothers me, I think, you know, one thing we should have, ideas, character, track record, leadership skills ought to be the measure of leaders, not, you know, how much money they can take home or bring to their district. Yeah, I mean, we've got issues big time in this country. Right. And
well, we're going to get callers in on this soon enough, but let me tell you the issues in Florida for the audience. You pick the ones out you want to talk about. We're going to set the whole table right now on this. Now, in the wake of Obama proposes a No Child Left Behind overhaul, the Florida legislature is looking at a couple different ideas, and we'll decide whether they're good or not, and we'll hear from you about that. Two bills have passed through the Senate committee that needed to pass them on to the full Senate, and then we'll see what the House does. But one of those things is the idea of merit pay for teachers. And again, you probably don't think that's necessarily a bad idea until you look at the way it would come about. Now, what the Senator John Thrasher of St. Augustine, a Republican, of course, would reduce teacher job protection and make it easier for school officials to fire teachers unless they institute a merit pay review by looking at advanced testing of the students. It would have to take into that an account for at least 50% of the teacher's evaluation. If they do not do that, it penalizes the school district 5%, and the Florida school district, your county, would then need to raise property taxes by another 5% to make up the difference. Now, this is in the context of a $6 billion cut to state spending to school districts last year, and probably another $6 billion coming forward. That's one aspect. We'll look at the repercussions in a little bit, and CJ will explain those to you. Also, think about this. Now, this is on the other side of requirements for a high school diploma. State Senator Nancy Dietert, she represents the Venice area to the south here of Tampa Bay.
Nancy.
She was promoting the idea, and it is now past the Senate committee, that a child to get a high school diploma in Florida should pass Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, Biology, Chemistry, Physics, and what they call another rigorous science course. Think about that. Every child in Florida to get a high school diploma has to get through Geometry, Algebra 2, Biology, Chemistry, Physics, and another science course. And think, if you could have done that, or if you think there's any high school where 100% of the graduates can do that.
Henry, I don't think we'll have many people passing high school. And you know what? Those kind of courses are important for many, but not for all. Not everybody are going to be scientists. Some are going to be bricklayers and contractors and, heck, even lawyers.
And we do have skilled trades that are taught in the high school.
Absolutely.
And personally, I would like to see a little bit more emphasis on history, reading, English.
Just the basic concept of thinking and using your brain and being able to ask questions. I don't just mean in a logical sense, just the ability not to be brainwashed. I mean, look what's happening out in Texas. They're rewriting the textbooks, for crying out loud, and in such a way that is, what happened to the old-fashioned truth, Henry? Why can't we have the old-fashioned truth about things? You know, when I went to school, they were telling me that the first Europeans in this country were the pilgrims. They lied to me, because in St. Augustine, in this very state, 33 years before the arrival of the pilgrims, La Siempre Fiel Ciudad, the always faithful city of St. Augustine, was founded by the Spaniards. By the way, the first guy to come here, a Puerto Rican, you know who that was, right? Well, he was governor of Puerto Rico, but I call him Puerto Rican. The first European. What was his name? Do you remember?
Tell us.
Spain, come on. Somebody should call in and tell us.
Talking about Columbus?
No, man, the first guy to really walk in Florida. Columbus never really got to Florida.
Oh, Ponce de Leon.
Right.
Yeah, I was thought you meant who landed in Puerto Rico.
No. The first guy to Florida, to the actual shores here of the United States of America, a European officially. Maybe it was the Norwegians or some Leif Erikson type guy, but officially.
Or the Phoenicians?
Yeah, my point was, or is
Egyptians?
That, yeah, well, true. My only point is that what we were taught, what I was taught, is not true. It was written by Anglos who wanted to.
So I guess we shouldn't be worked up about the Texas textbook thing, because we haven't been taught the truth anyway, so what makes this any different?
Well, maybe you're right. They only get the truth from you, Henry, from talk radio.
One of the things they want to remove, and why this is important, is because Texas buy so many textbooks, it's going to become a standard choice for so many other places, whether they like it or not.
Why are we using textbooks anymore? That was a way to make money. You know the lobby in Tallahassee in buying textbooks? You know the money that is made and generated by textbook purchases and the changes? Every time they do a change, the millions and millions and millions of dollars of the corrupt money that has gone through for textbooks. Maybe we should just do it all online.
One of the more interesting things that they've changed is removing the section about Thomas Jefferson.
Who is Thomas Jefferson?
From
is
the Texas. I don't know. He's
was
on the name of that school
Jefferson
across
High
the street
school right
from
over here in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Who is he? Was he a black guy?
Well, it doesn't matter, because you can wait, and they're going to replace him with a section about religious right icon John Calvin, which will tie in with Calvinism and those Puritans that made this country great.
Well, you know, the problem is, Henry, we just have too many fast food politicians. And we're just starved for real leadership. We need public servants with vision. We need people who can make a difference and not be formulated into these, extreme right ideology and come up with something that's creative and worthwhile.
Well, we want to hear from you. We're also going to tell you on the other side of the break about Marco Rubio, Charlie Crist, two people that had some very bad weeks last week. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We'll also talk about the repercussions of these educational moves that's going on in the legislature. Are they just trying to create a permanent underclass here in Florida? Are they trying to be able to eliminate student body schools and do a stealth budget cut for the state? We'll find out all that and more on the other side of the break and hear from you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
Running wild. Watch your wild.
Type it in, Tampa Bay.
NewsTalk820.com.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA.
Hi, my name is Dave Silver, and I'm here to help you with your health insurance needs. Are you without health insurance? Are your premiums too high? Not getting the coverage you need? I deal with the largest insurance companies in the state and can put together a plan that fits your needs at a price you can't afford. Call me, Dave Silver, 813-417-2716. Let's put together a health insurance plan that works for you. Again, my name is Dave Silver, 813-417-2716.
Napa know-how.
Want to know how to strike gold? Right now, take 40% off the regular price of a Napa Gold filter for your car or light truck at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Or visit an authorized Napa Auto Care Center and get a $20 mail-in rebate when you buy a Napa Gold air filter or a cabin air filter with a Napa filter oil change. Now you know. Buy it!
Napa install it! How.
Protect
Napa
it!
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. By the way, I want to remind you about the podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. You can get archives of past shows, and you can also get the weekly segment I do on the nationally syndicated Captain's America radio show, heard on about 78 stations around the country.
Captain America.
When he throws his mighty shield, you better watch out.
That's right, brother.
Anyway, before we get into Rubio and Crist and the Big Sugar and slush funds, political action committees, stuff like that, we were talking about the education, quote, reform that is coming from the Florida legislature, working its way right now through the Senate subcommittee on the education. And we'll have to go over to the House, has to get passed by the full Senate. The first one being the demand with a 5% funding penalty to the school district, the county, if they don't use merit ratings, merit evaluation based on testing.
FCAT?
and or the new tests that are coming, because
it's going to make a lot of money for the test writers.
Part of this is to qualify for $1 billion in grants from the federal government and Obama's new education initiative.
But why are they doing that if they're against it? I hear all these Republicans against Obama's, you know, help, and they're
kick the can down the road a little bit farther if we can get more money from the federal government, so we don't have to make the hard decisions on funding and taxing in the state of Florida.
$5 billion received by this government, by the Obama administration, to save the state of Florida. And then now these buffoons running for Senate are kicking Obama around, but here they want more money. Bunch of hypocrites.
Part
man.
Two, we have the requirement as another means to meet the requirements of this initiative from the federal government that Nancy Dietert, Senator Nancy Dietert, wants to have a mandatory passing of geometry, algebra 2, physics, chemistry, biology, another rigorous, quote, curriculum in science. This is going to have a couple of effects. First, I don't think it's so much that the merit pay is a bad idea, or I should say merit evaluation, because it needs to be
the right kind of merit evaluation.
Yeah, it needs to be a big spectrum. You know, what degrees does a person have? What are the other outcomes besides the testing, the graduation rate, the passing rate, the other achievements of the students? What other things does that teacher bring to the table? Why is it dictated from Tallahassee it needs to be 50% cut and dry? Because mainly I think it's to be able to cut that 5% from the school district and let them stick the property taxes on their local residents.
Well, you know, Keith Fitzgerald, Representative Keith Fitzgerald, made a comment to me one day, and he said, you know, a lot of people try to evaluate him based on the legislation that he passes. You know, what good stuff have you put in laws every year that you've done for the state? He says most of what we do is keeping garbage out, you know, keeping the bad stuff out. And my word, luckily, this hasn't passed yet, and maybe good representatives and good senators are going to say, hey, wait a minute, let's do something that makes sense for the people of Florida.
We want to hear from you, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. One other side effect of this. So let's just say merit is important, but what will the actual result be? It's going to make teachers not want to go into any low-income school, any poorly performing school, so that they don't get penalized on their teacher pay.
They call it the nuclear weapon for education. It's just it sounds good in one sense, but it's horrible on the other side. You're
and
right.
And then what happens when we institute these new curriculum standards, and how does that going to affect low-income schools and education? Are we going to create this bottom tier of education and another tier at the top?
We're creating the banana republic, Henry. I am so sure of this. We are creating a banana republic. What we learned today, the richest man in the world this week is Mexican. The biggest disparity of income in Latin America, you see the haves and the great have-nots. This country, led by the Miami folks, are moving down that road. We're becoming a banana republic where people with money will send their children to private schools. Public education will implode. There are very, very, very rich people, and most of us will remain very poor. And we are becoming the third world, believe me.
866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. I see we have somebody standing by. I just hope I don't get somebody whining about the education union.
Oh,
or
it's
something.
The union's fault. I know that.
I'm sure it's going to be a much higher level of discussion.
It's the union's
there.
Fault. Everybody knows that. Come on, Henry.
Good afternoon, Lawrence.
Good afternoon, CJ, Henry.
I would
not bring up anything like reality,
I love reality.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking reality. We're going to have second-tier schools.
Right.
We're going to have a flow of teachers away from any place that might not test well, and then we'll be able to cut those schools out. Because No Child Left Behind, you actually had children at an elementary school
that was very satisfied.
It's not
the diploma, is it? It's the education that the children are lacking. I mean, most people don't know the difference between a Mexican and a Nicaraguan and a Venezuelan.
Most people don't
speak multiple languages. Most people, you know, can't add. If I go to McDonald's and I ask for change back, if the little computer thing doesn't work, they don't know. They're lost. It's scary.
Well, has the education system worked in the last 50 years?
50? I wouldn't go that far back. But
some
yeah.
cases, yeah. yes, but it doesn't mean we make it worse.
Well, I agree.
Lawrence, let me ask you this. What how many years can a teacher be removed from a school without any tenure or anything like that? How many years can they go and the principal can just say, they're not working out, I don't want them here?
Well, it's the unions, Henry.
How many years?
I have no idea.
4 years.
Unions in New York stink. We know that. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Okay.
You know that.
Listen,
they can't fire a teacher. That's wrong.
I appreciate that. This is the first time I have not heard you talk about the priorities of the country as health care. And I applaud you, Henry.
I was talking about the state. But
well,
I didn't say the priority is health care. I've said the priority is financial reform, Lawrence. So please don't tell the audience something wrong. I know it wasn't deliberate.
There's a lot of priorities, man. We are really messed up as a country, Lawrence. You got to admit that.
But
it's
let's
not
just
one
put the fact
the
out there. A principal can get rid of a teacher in the first 4 years. So you ought to be able to identify the deadwood. Now, there's going to be teachers that are going to get burnout. And there's a way to get them out, too. But it's not that I'm against using achievement as a standard. What it is this stealth budget cut that they're trying to do to push taxes off the state, cut the budget to the schools, push them on property taxes on the local people, and then we're going to get to close other schools that don't perform, because in the No Child Left Behind Act, if they don't perform, you get to take that money and you put it in a private school.
Well, but Lawrence, let's be real here. What's important is we got to educate our children. I think there should be no cuts when it comes to children, okay? But we need to, let's talk about schools.
But CJ, let the government manage...
No, the government has to manage certain things, and they shouldn't manage other things. But this is what we need in education.
But do they need to manage education?
Yes, I think they do. But
how
only
are they
this
doing,
way.
CJ?
Well, they're not doing very well because they're not being allowed to manage it.
So we should let them continue to manage.
No,
Lawrence,
it's not black or white, man. It's gray.
The point is, these initiatives are taking the decision-making away from local school boards and pushing it up and forcing the requirement to raise money down.
And now, listen, the things that should be important to school boards is healthy food for our children. For example, really giving them real food in the cafeteria instead of this garbage. Teaching them real good values. Mandating smaller classroom sizes.
One last question,
things like that.
Because Henry is getting frustrated with me.
I don't ever get frustrated with you.
I know.
The answer's in between.
Yeah, the question is, you said, Henry, about 4 years, you can't get rid of deadwood of a teacher in 4 years. Why can't you or I be fired from our job at 30 days or immediately? Why can't they get rid of the deadwood?
They should be able to.
There is a method. What this is changing is that it gives no respect for tenure, gives no respect for going for added degrees, gives no respect for others.
Well,
we need a sensible policy, but this is collective bargain industry.
What we see in New York unions is unconscionable, Lawrence. But not all unions.
I understand that.
But not all unions are bad, and not all unions are, because each state is different. So we're talking Florida.
CJ, name me one example, one state, one country, one union. It's a great example that you'd like to hang up on me. You say unions could be as good as, there's the example, Amtrak, post office.
I'll tell you this. Let me tell you something. Being a business owner that has a lot of employees, like 30 or so, I believe that unions are necessary if you have a great company. The problem is most corporations are not about their people. I work for Eastern Airlines, and they flushed us down the toilet. I was non-union, by the way, and I was the first to get a knife in the back. All right? So unions are necessary when you work for corporations that are evil to their people. So if you work for a good company,
I agree with you.
You don't need a union.
I agree with you, but CJ,
you don't need a union.
There's only 8% of the workforce that is unions, and 90-some percent of those unions
I'll take your challenge. Next time I'm in here, I'm going to do a little research, and we're going to keep it to education.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out about unions and education, and I'll come back and respond. I don't want to talk off the top of my head because it's a great challenge.
Remember that, CJ. 8% of the workforce unions are almost all government.
I understand. Thank you.
The pendulum has swung. You can go back to early 20th century when the corporations had the upper hand, put abusive situations, dangerous situations. The unions built up fought the union.
It's checks and balances, and it's one side or the other, and you end up in the middle.
And by the early 70s, unions were got
too
more
powerful
than they should have.
They were too powerful.
But then they were busted, and now they're on their heels, and been on their heels way too long.
What I realize in life, Lawrence, life is about checks and balances. You know, even in my own business, I would spend every penny I have. My partner doesn't want to spend a penny. So we balance each other. Unions, corporations, it's checks and balance. This government is screwed up, but it works because nobody can become dictator.
866-977-4820. 866-977-4820 for your thoughts. Coming up, the Rubio Chris Loser of the Week. You decide.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Hey, it's me, Artie Fletcher from the Artie Fletcher Show. Hey, listen, you got to join me at the Tampa Improv on Wednesday, March 24th, 7:30, I'll be doing my stand-up live at the Improv. Then from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we'll be broadcasting live from the Tampa Improv. All at the Tampa Improv. It's the Artie Fletcher Show. Come out, free giveaways, meet us, see what we look like, introduce yourself. Hey, it's all happening Wednesday at the Tampa Improv, March 24th, all here on News Talk 820 WWBA.
Henry Rain Show. Here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
Taking it off slowly, Henry. Keep your clothes on, Henry, please. It's a sight to be beholden.
That would be CJ on the other mic if you hadn't guessed by now.
I'm stuck in a studio with you, Henry. I mean, people don't realize the kind of figure you are in this community.
Someone call and relieve me. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You know, there is a sequence there. The 866 turns into the 977 and then 4820 because, like, we're on 820. And you, 4820.
Oh, is that how it works?
It's an amazing coincidence that we got that
number. I never passed Algebra 2 or whatever the heck it is Dietrich wants us to.
Yeah, I think that is. What is that, a factorial or something?
I don't know. I passed them.
I even got through calculus, but I have not in my professional life used a quadratic equation or a differential in anything.
Would you speak English to me, please, Andrew?
Yeah, how about corruption? Because I know that's an English word that you can.
I relate.
We corruption. Have two situations. You happen to know there is a Florida Senate Republican primary going on.
Oh, really? I think it's.
And we have the golden boy of the Tea Party movement, Marco Rubio.
Oh, what a hypocrite.
And we have the former golden boy of the moderate independent kind of Republican, Charlie Crist.
Hi.
The environmentalist.
Hi.
And let me just be fair before we get into this, because I have gone and looked at the financings for Kendrick Meek, the Democratic candidate, too, and he's getting big money from big industry, too.
Does anybody care about Kendrick Meek right now?
Oh, I can tell you some polling that looks good for him, at least by his standard.
Yeah, but who did? We'll get to that.
Let's get to the big boys first here. The St. Pete Times and the Miami Herald, their joint investigative staff, had an interesting article yesterday about Marco Rubio. Here in the state of Florida, like, if you were, say, Kendrick Meek, who is a congressman, mm-hmm. and form a political action committee, you get regulated by the Federal Election Commission, which the rules are strict.
Right.
But somehow, you can be a party leader in the state of Florida.
Corruption.
And there aren't a whole lot of rules on what you got to do with that money that comes into your political committee.
Corruption.
We're not talking campaign committees. We're talking to help the political process.
IRS fraud.
Marco Rubio had two around the 2003-2004, and that's about the time he started to rise in the ranks of the Florida legislature. And started gaining attention, looked like he was a real comer on the political horizon, managed to come up with $600,000 those 2 years in the two committees. He ran one. His wife ran the other. Some of the things that the investigation uncovered, that Rubio failed to disclose 34,000 expenses, including 7,000 he paid himself, as required by state law. One committee paid relatives nearly $14,000 for what was incorrectly described to the IRS as courier fees. Another committee paid $5,700 to his wife, listed as treasurer for gas and meals. And by the way, I found out a little bit more about this $14,000 for courier fees. Actually, there was about $3,500 that went to his mother-in-law's company for use of a truck, because the other money paid for courier fees was going to other relatives to drive the truck around, but they were 18 and 19, and they couldn't get it directly from a rental car company or rental truck company, so you know, they had to go to the mother-in-law and give her the money for it. Now,
it's corrupt, Henry. It's corrupt. I call it, we're part of a reverse corruption in this state and in politics in general.
Also, $51,000 in unidentified travel expenses. Now, when you do your tax returns or what have you, wouldn't you itemize $51,000 down to a few more things?
Well, they're not being open, because I know they have these credit cards, right? I know that Chris came out and said he had a $130 haircut, Rubio, and he was joking about back waxing and
weird stuff, even though
he's Metro.
Rubio started using these committees less once he got those these credit cards from the Republican Party. But there's a couple more in here that are very interesting that I have to scroll down. Pardon my time here. Anyway, he got $228,000 for one of his committees. This was to help provide leadership to Florida politicians. In the 18 months that it was viable, he spent $89,000 on consultants, $34,000 on undisclosed expense, $4,000 to other Republican candidates. Now, what the St. Pete Times Miami Herald found out is that almost all the other politicians' committees itemize line item what the money goes for.
It's corrupt, Henry.
And they give tens of thousands to other Republicans. So you have almost over $500,000 paid for.
And where did that money come from, too? I mean, so our system of government auctions off public policy to the highest bidder. And money is pouring in to these leaders, who happen to be all Republican because they control the House, Senate, and
governorship. My screen didn't refresh, but I see we have Eddie standing by. He wanted to talk about the previous topic. We got plenty to talk about corruption here.
All right.
Let's bring Eddie into this.
Right.
But if you want to talk about either thing, 866-977-4820.
I got some more stuff
866-977-4820.
Hypocrite.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. I'm a teacher of a business and computer education class
awesome. For
a middle school here in Pinellas County, and I just listened to the caller that you had on before the break, who was ranting about the unions.
Lawrence.
Yeah, he does stuff like that.
I guess one thing that he doesn't realize is that Florida is a right-to-work state.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a forbidden to strike. I have 13 years of business experience, a bachelor's degree in business marketing, a master's degree in elementary education and business ed, 6 years of teaching experience, and I make $40,000 a year. The way that the administration and the state government and county government are getting around paying teachers more, hiring more teachers, and making the education system work and getting around a class size amendment is that they forced us to teach an extra period a day. So I no longer teach 5 periods. I teach 6 periods a day. I have 170 students that I have to do grades for. Now, if I'm grading one paper, okay, and say it takes me 5 minutes to grade a paper, I have to grade 170 grades, for each student just for one exam. That's, quick math. It's probably somewhere around 15 hours to grade one assignment. I'm not making any more money than I was 3 years ago. In fact, net pay with the increase in benefits, my check is less than it was 3 years ago.
What county do you work in?
Anything about the teachers.
No.
I work in
no.
Pinellas.
Okay.
So why do you do it?
Why do I do it? Because, I got into it with, I guess, rose-colored glasses. I worked for 13 years in New York City in sales. And after 9/11, I decided that I wanted to make a change, and I moved the family.
Well, let me ask you about New York.
Lawrence
and I had this little debate about New York, let's say, unions and what here in Florida, because you're right. We're a right-to-work state. You don't have rights as a worker here.
Right. I signed a contract up in New York before I moved down here, right out of school, making $47,000 a year. That was the starting salary straight out of school. Down in Florida, after 6 years, I'm making $40,000, okay?
People
that are complaining about the teachers don't realize that the teachers' hands are tied. They don't allow us to discipline the kids. You send a kid up to the office for a referral, guess what they do? They send the kid right back to the classroom. They tell you you're only allowed to write referrals for instances that are, you know, extremes. There are so many kids with disturbances. I have one class, 30 students in the class. 14 of the students have at least two Fs, at least. Some have 5 and 6 Fs, and I'm supposed to be able to teach these kids.
Well, wait, I got to follow that up.
No, he's got a great comment
there.
I'll tell you why, too.
Because that ties into the other thing they're trying to do in the legislature. You know, is this idea that for a high school graduate, I know you teach middle school, that
right.
we're going to graduate high school students, all the high school graduates are going to have Algebra 2, physics, science, chemistry, other science, geometry. How realistic is that?
It's completely unrealistic, and basically what they need to do is they need to start leaving kids behind. Take John Hopkins for an example, where there's a bunch of criminals that are going to school down there.
Yeah.
They're disrupting the lives of innocent kids and parents who are sending the kids that want to get them an education, and the teachers are scared to walk through the halls.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Them, the kids push them down. The kids hit them. They actually hit a police officer down there, and then, you know, there's just... The school board isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
I want to add something to that. Back in the day when I did criminal law, I did some juvenile cases, and I will remember one case. I did two that stick in my mind. One that sodomized and raped a girl. And I did the job, you know, my defensive work criminal. He was back at high school. Another 11-year-old used to drown puppies and raped a 4-year-old. Now, this is, I'm going to be a classic mass murderer kind of kid. He was back in elementary school. Then it occurred to me, how does this teacher doesn't even know this guy is a rapist. How does he deal with a rapist sitting next to little Johnny who's trying to study and somebody else that may have a dyslexic problem or have another issue? And you know what I'm saying? I mean, how do teachers
And Eddie, let me just add one other quick anecdote. It's not as dramatic as CJ. And if you want to get in on this discussion, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. I was at Tampa International Airport, and I was talking to a porter, and... You know, the guy that handles your bags
and stuff.
And he was a teacher in the Pinellas County school system. He needed to port bags at Tampa International. He used to be able to make a living in Jacksonville School District. And he said there is no comparison between the gang problem in Jacksonville and St. Pete. He said, I never could have imagined a situation like I find myself now in Pinellas County.
I have an employee, a new employee, that worked so hard to get her teaching degree, taught 1 year. This is like 2 years ago, 1 year in Pinellas County, and quit and begged me for a job. I said, what are you talking about? This was your dream to be a teacher. He goes, I taught 1 year in Pinellas County schools, and I don't know what she was talking about, but I go, wow, I mean, something must be wrong if she hated it.
Eddie, you got 30 seconds. We got to go to break.
I just want to tell you real quick. We don't have a teaching problem in the state of Florida. What we have two different problems. We have a governmental problem. We also have a parenting problem. We have kids, in certain areas, and, you know, you're not allowed to say certain words and things of that nature, but we have kids that are growing up without fathers at home. Now, you know, there is no way that a teacher is going to be able to get through to these kids that have absolutely no respect, especially a male teacher. They have no respect for a male role model, for one thing, and they just don't respect anything or anybody, and there is no way that teachers are going to be able to teach these kids. You know, we have to change.
What's the solution?
We need to get parents involved in the education.
How are you going to do that when we're going to?
The lowest people on the totem pole, which are the teachers.
How are we going to do that? Say it's not teachers. How do we do this? You're in charge. What are we going to do?
Kids that don't want to learn, you send them to school and you put them all together and you allow them not to learn, you know, all in the same place, or you get some people that you pay extra money to that are going to, you know, especially teach these kids. And there has to be measures where you're going to be able to discipline them in order to get it done. Because you're not able to do it under the current laws in the current school system. The teachers really do not have a chance.
What was the second point?
You know, I hate
Henry, before he goes, second point, outside of parenting problems, what was it, governmental?
The governmental problem that you have is that you have a bunch of people that are in government. Let's take Clayton Wilcox, for instance, who brings Scholastic into Pinellas County, and then he leaves, and guess where he goes? And he gets a job after he's a superintendent in Pinellas County. He leaves, and he goes to get a job up in New York working for Scholastic. You have all of these other people that are working in the government. Do they really care if they don't get reelected? No. You want to know why? Because they're being bought and sold
by
Bill Gates and all the Microsoft equipment that's going to end up being used to
okay,
you know,
Eddie, I got to go. You caused the phones to light up.
All
gotta
right,
go.
Brother.
Thanks,
great
Eddie.
Comments, man. I like this guy. Superintendent of Schools in Pinellas, Eddie. Now, then he can be part of the reverse corruption, make millions, yeah. Buy all the systems, just like Rubio and everybody else does. It's corrupt.
We don't have fair,
free government, Henry. We have corrupt government.
Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll be speaking to John and perhaps you too at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zion and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Hi, we're the Big Show!
Hey, it's Mike Reeves, Shayna Lance, Roger Shulman, JoJo Walker, and Bill Conley inviting you to join us Thursday, March 18th at Furman Chevy in Brandon.
Come by and watch us eat the food from Bailey's in Old Hyde Park.
It's also Navy Week, and we'll have Navy men and women.
Don't miss it. It's happening Thursday, March 18th at Furman Chevy on Adamo Drive.
For more details, listen to The Big Show in the morning.
You don't get no better show than this.
6 to 9 on News Talk AM 820, WWBA.
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm a construction superintendent. I'm looking to enhance my future, and that's where I was interested in Camtech. I've heard them on the radio, and a lot of people at work have taken the class and successfully gotten their licenses due to Camtech.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
Over 90% of the folks that take the class pass the exam the first time.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar Wednesday, March 17th, 7 p.m. in Sarasota at Holiday Inn Lakewood Ranch, 6231 Lake Osprey, and Thursday, March 18th at 7 p.m. in Brandon at Courtyard by Marriott, 10152 Palm River Road. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
I'm really excited about my future now, thanks to Camtech.
Again, that's 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-428-5807. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. Get your life back on track. You deserve it. 1-800-428-5807. 1-800-428-5807.
Henry Raines Show here at News Talk AM 820 WWBA. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We were talking to school systems. We got John standing by. We got a little bit into Marco Rubio and the, you know, an, a, more unkind person than me would call it a slush, political slush fund, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh, the whole system's corrupt,
and
Henry.
We got to get in.
People are sick of it.
Charlie Crist deal with U.S. sugar, because when schools are getting shorted $6 billion a year, we need to find out where some of this money goes, but we got to call it on topic, so we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I got a thing for you.
John.
Kind of
Sarasota.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Zaya?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to indulge in one moment of pandering. I saw you about an hour ago on Rob Lori's show.
All right.
And I thought to myself, God, finally a Democrat who speaks with conviction. It was so nice.
You didn't see that one coming.
Did you say the check was going to be in the mail?
No, it's from the heart.
In all sincerity, I enjoy listening to you on the radio as well, and it was nice to see somebody on that panel, not mealy mouth, but speak, you know, with intelligence. You remind me of that congressman from Orlando, whose name escapes me right
Congressman
now.
Alan Grayson.
Oh, no.
Amen, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, honestly, the one thing I came away of that show, and this is sincere, when I was, you know, Tom Lee, former president of the Senate, Republican, was sitting next to me, and Dan on the other side, and we were talking about, you know, this corruption stuff, about taking money, you know, and they were, like, acting. I mean, this is after the show. They're acting like, you know, it's like business is normal. What are you talking about? And I was just shocked.
Don't take it, you said.
It's that simple. I mean, you know, if I have a conflict of interest, even if I'm involved in the deal, I say, I put the deal together. Don't take the money. They think it's okay. Politics is corrupt. That's why I'm so worked
John,
up today.
If you like CJ on the radio, you should let the radio show know this needs to go 5 days a week and keep coming up here every week. Then
it's all about money. So, you know that, Henry.
So, well, I call a call on Monday somebody at the radio station.
If you will, that's great. You could just
All right, and Henry, you have my address too, don't you?
I'm not sure which John is this.
Do it off the radio, that's for sure, because people
will
be
calling. I'll do that, Henry, but let me make a couple of comments about education.
Please.
Two comments. One is amazing, because I was reading the St. Pete Times. I love newspapers. I was reading the 18th Sunday St. Pete Times. Before I tell you about an article that pertains to this education discussion, you know, this it's like so many arguments that, you know, I hate to be partisan, but it just seems this way to me. So many arguments that that the right wing and Republicans make, you know, when it in every aspect of social policy, the Republicans argue in every aspect, sign a contract, you do this, you do it's always personal, individual responsibility. There's only one place in Republicans advocating public policy where it's not the students' or the parents' responsibility to educate themselves. It's always the unions. Now, to that point, on page 8B of the Sunday St. Pete Times, there was this amazing article. My sister's a teacher up north,
right?
And she kind of corroborates this. And if you guys, maybe you can pull this article up. It's today's St. Pete Times 8B, the title, Arrests Go Nowhere at School.
I'm looking at it.
This is a middle school in St. Pete. Third, fourth paragraph down. 84 arrests were made in this middle school. Arrests. 84.
Right.
84 arrests made on campus from September to February. How can teachers teach in a school like that? I mean, when all the tests, I believe I'm accurate on this.
And I'm sorry, John, people may have missed. This is a middle school.
Parents' involvement and parents' educational level. So, you know, this notion that, you know, it's the teachers' unions, you know, most teachers just break their beans and back to teach.
John,
you know,
I'm sorry, I got to cut you short because I got Ron in Port Richey and then we have to go to a guest.
Let me
just add one thing to what you said. I think I said it in a different way. Let me put it another way now. With what you said about the public policy on this, they are doing a stealth shift of not only budget cuts to the public schools, but they are creating a system to take tax dollars and put it into private corporations for education, too.
Oh, I know. Well, let's privatize the police department and fire department.
Come on. You know, that's exactly
well, then,
right.
Well, then we can just cut out whole districts of the city. We won't have the police.
As long as I'm on the take and I own the police department, then.
Got to let you go, John. Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Ron in Port Richey, go ahead, please.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Just two quick points. I am a carpenter out of 140 in Tampa, semi-retired. I'm a grandfather. And getting to the education and the school thing, I went to night school with my son when he was trying to get taking Spanish for college, and the disruption in the class is just unbelievable. One of the teachers even had her eye damaged by a laser, a kid. They need to go back to corporal punishment, get the lawyers out of it. I don't mean abuse kids.
No, it's not the lawyers. That's a lame. I agree with you. I'm a lawyer, but yeah. I agree with you. It's not the lawyers. It's that the people
you know, the
of fear they're going to get
so
sued.
The parents come in and go after the teachers because they touched little Johnny. Well, little Johnny probably needed to be touched pretty good with a paddle.
Well, I think he should be kicked out of school. That's it. Just kick him out of school. End of story.
I see it firsthand. I mean, you know, it's just the disruption. And I'm not saying unions are perfect. I'm not saying every teacher is perfect. But what I'm saying is these teachers got their hands full, and the parents, you got a single mother trying to take care of three kids, probably with no child support or whatever, you know, and here she can't handle the kid. He gets disrupted. She lays one hand on him while it's child abuse, you know, and so it's a problem. I agree.
Ron, how about we quit spending $180 billion, $160 billion a year overseas, and we start focusing on this country?
Yeah, how about that one?
Well, if I may say about this, my son right now is in Afghanistan. He's a master sergeant in the Army.
God bless him.
My grandson's 82nd Airborne.
Okay.
I didn't serve. I had asthma as a kid. I had to take shots.
So what do they think about it?
Well, I can't. I don't try not to talk politics with them because, you know, I support all the troops. Don't get me wrong. But
of course we do.
Get them home safely.
You know, we've got problems right down here. You're talking about gangs and drugs. We got problems right down on the Mexican border and infiltrating into our country.
You saw my rundown.
Oh,
I think I read the paper today.
The Mexicans ain't the problem, brother. It's our own people.
Right.
16,000 is killed. I think it was 16,000.
He read that page on the Sunday.
I'm talking about. It's a shame.
You know why this happening? You know why that's happening? Because we have a drug problem in this country. We ought to legalize marijuana maybe or something. I don't know. We'll talk about that later.
I had three crack houses on my street. I took them out.
You got it, bro.
With the help of the sheriff department, I took them out. And I took the bandana off the gang kid that was in my neighborhood.
Don't mess with him, man. He's got somebody in 82nd Airborne.
By the way, Ron, besides the article in the St. Pete Times, 23 people dead around Acapulco yesterday, too.
There is no real democracy without debate, which should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open. That's Henry.
Coming up, Ambassador Ed Peck. We're not only going to talk Afghanistan that area. We'll get to it all. You know we always do.
We're
going to ask him about the trans-border drug trade.
Oh, I love that.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.